Overdrive coming up in the retransmission. We premiere Full Spectrum Evil, Secrets of Global Domination. The video is now up at Infowars.com. Please send it out to your entire Facebook, Twitter. Help us get this out. It's so vital people understand the globalist divide and conquer program. Let's go to a couple of your phone calls, those that have been patiently holding. Dan in Virginia, listening on XM 166. You're on the air. Welcome, sir.
All right. This is P.I. Dan. I need your opinion on something.
Sure.
We've had two false flags here in the past 2 weeks. Congress is out of session. What do you think chances are that there'll be one or two more false flags?
And then executive order?
An emergency declaration and an emergency order or executive order.
You know, that's why I love phone calls. That's why I love phone calls. For a week, I've been meaning to say that. Obama said he may sign one on cybersecurity that's got massive gun restrictions in it. He may sign that bill in as executive order when you can't do that. And you're absolutely right. I've meant to make that point. If they think they can get away with it with enough events, oh, well, he had to because people were shooting up all the poor folks. Absolutely. Are you worried about that?
Absolutely. I work with people on about a lot of rednecks, and they're all saying, well, I'm buying ammo, and I'm buying guns, and I'm getting ready. And when they come to my house, I'm like, no. I says, you don't want to be there. I says, you won't get off two rounds if they come to your house. The mantra of the infantry is shoot, move, and communicate. But we need to reverse that. We need to communicate. And then if that doesn't work, we move. And then if that doesn't work, is the very, very, very last thing, we get to shoot.
You're a genius. You're right. Shoot, move, communicate. That's basic guerrilla warfare. We need to reverse that, the info war. Communicate. The founders did this. And then try to move out of the way. And then if you can't do it, then you have to go offense via defense. And then that's just the way it is. And then you got to go all the way. Absolutely. Really good point.
And, I communicate with everybody every day. I was with you at Bilderberg. I've got to order some more Tyranny Response Team T-shirts because I've worn out the three I've got. I wear them every day. And I'm in New York today. And, I have an empty holster on my belt. And people ask me, well, what's that empty holster for? I says, well, because you people in New York like unarmed victims. I says, where I'm from, we get to carry guns. And I open carry all the time at home. I've got one of those little straps, what they call Yaki holsters. It's just the same width as your belt. So you get to see the most of the pistol. And, people look at me and I look at
them. Well, no, that's what scares the system is that we openly start exercising our rights when they want to run TV shows and ads implying guns are illegal in your house. It's all a perception battle. God bless you. Great points. Chris in Rhode Island, last caller we have time for. Sorry to the others. Chris, we got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Hey, great show today. I just want to make a couple quick comments about Pachinik. I couldn't disagree more with him, but he says the FBI does a good job with domestic terrorism. Well, that's probably because they run the domestic terrorists. And then he couldn't have licked Petraeus' boots anymore. And Petraeus is the head of the global drug syndicate we know as the CIA.
He wasn't the head of that. I mean, Pachinik's a really serious guy. And obviously we get him on to try to... You notice when I wanted to get into specifics of 9/11, it was... I mean, he's the real deal. It's pretty amazing if you actually look into that guy. It's pretty scary, quite frankly. He's listening probably right now. But, I mean, sure. Yeah, I mean, he's it's a real insider. It's a Council on Foreign Relations guy, high level.
What do you think about the October surprise being a second Cuban Missile Crisis?
That's definitely in the cards. I mean, the October surprise is an Iran war and a bunch of stuff blowing up. And, I mean, look, they're gearing the military up for all sorts of stuff domestically. And you got this new Army report where they say the Tea Party works with Al-Qaeda. I mean, folks, they may arrest me and say I'm Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. While they run Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and everywhere else. It's just unbelievable. All right, stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You have found it, the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and freedom and defense against the global crime syndicate banking cartels. Take over the globalist anti-free market monopoly men. We are here to identify them and to defeat them. Their crimes are so legion and so massive. If we simply identify them and begin educating the public, there is no way the globalists will be able to take over via their Agenda 21 UN World Government program. That's why they've shifted in the last 5 years or so from denying world government exists more and more to saying, of course it exists, and you're a terrorist if you don't like it. It was you were a terrorist if you said megabanks were plotting to implode national sovereignty through derivatives and bring in world government. Now they say they must get rid of your sovereignty and bring in world government from the derivatives they created, exactly what I warned of 17 years ago. And economists and others I've interviewed since have broken down. And so we are the bad guys because we're aware of what's happening. And that's why you're seeing the giant public shift from Al-Qaeda being the boogeyman that's in your underwear that TSA has to check for, to the conversion now over to the fact that it is John Deere cap wearing conservatives and libertarians and people that don't like the New World Order. Coming up today, there is a flotilla of news articles talking about the lone wolf, evil white person. show. It's gone from, as I told you a few years ago, that we saw an internal Homeland Security report, that it's the Muslim extremists, give up all your rights, they're hiding in your underwear, the TSA has to check right now, to white males are everywhere, they're vicious, they're racist, they're murderers, they're criminals, lock up your wives, your daughters, your children, they're everywhere, we've got to take their guns. That is, the veterans need to have their guns taken, that's in the news. Basically, John Wayne is the enemy. And I told you that was going to be the public rollout. We could see the rollout being prepared behind closed doors, because first they get their minions ready for the new enemy. And I told you, coming out of that gate's going to be this particular gladiator. Because, see, here's the analogy. I've been behind the gates. I saw they were getting suited up and ready. I walked out and said, okay, coming out of that gate is going to be a guy with a trident and a net, because I saw him getting suited up. People are like, oh, no, you didn't see that. Boom, gates open. Rah, charging out right at us is the false flag terror attacks to be blamed on the evil whitey. Because it could be anybody. I mean, the terrorists could be anybody who's a Muslim, anybody who's got brown skin. They've all now been properly demonized as terrorists. And now, who do you get? Oh, now the John Deere cap person. By the way, I've been at the Urban Drills. I've shot video of it. We've had military guests on who said, yes, we train to fight people who are wearing overalls and John Deere hats. It's never been about Al-Qaeda. Let me just explain to you that. Now the public rollout is happening. Speaking of stage terror, Kurt Haskell, we're going to get him on at the end of the show today. He's won his House of Representatives primary in Michigan. He witnessed the federal government getting the bomber on the plane, clearly drugged out of his mind. That, of course, was later confirmed a month and a half after he and his wife witnessed it. Parkinson sufferer arrested for not smiling in Olympic men's cycling race. Not a joke. Not smiling now is a sign of criminality. Show is not using Facebook. That's Daily Mail. The Rot at the Top with Gerald Celente, an incredible nightly news 45-minute interview up at InfoWars.com. Military war games to quell Tea Party insurgents goes viral. Al-Qaeda, pride of the CFR. The CFR actually published articles praising Al-Qaeda. I'd seen the report a few days ago, but I actually read it on air last night, and I hadn't read the whole report until after the show. Folks, I got to read some of this later. They're like, how great Al-Qaeda is, how powerful they are, how proud the Pentagon and NATO are of their Al-Qaeda. They actually say Al-Qaeda is incredible. Just unbelievable. But the John Deere hat, John Wayne people, they are the enemy. So that is all coming up with Dr. Steve Pachenik. He predicted, when no one was, about a year ago here, that Petraeus would be in the cards for VP. And people laughed at that. Of course, he knows Petraeus. But the last time he was on, he was critical of Petraeus. So we got the inside scoop from the former head of State Department Psychological Warfare. And the State Department really sits above the CIA, for those that don't know. And, of course, he's the guy that advised and co-wrote Patriot Games and a bunch of other books and a bunch of big movies that have been based on films, books he wrote. Dr. Steve Pachenik will be joining us. A very interesting fellow, to say the least. And Webster Tarpley's going to come on. He's been to Syria. He's been to Libya when it's been under bombardment. And everything he talked about a year ago when he visited Syria has now come true. Remember, the media is like, oh, they're claiming the West is bringing in Al-Qaeda. That's not true. They're just little protesters blowing up police stations and bombing military bases and schools. So Tarpley's going to be joining us as well. Okay, enough of that. I said I'd go right to your calls. Then we'll get into all the economic news. Meet the secretive group earning $8 billion from Olympic Games. Just all a giant scam. We've got Russian general denies reports he was killed by the Al-Qaeda army, known as Free Syrian Army. We're going to get into all of it today. Huge broadcast. But first off, let's go to calls early, but quickly. Noah in Oklahoma, you're on the air listening on WWCR Shortwave. Go ahead.
God bless you, AJ. Just wanted to make an announcement here, what's going on here in Oklahoma. on our governor, Mary Fallon, so-called conservative Christian, just announced about a week and a half ago that we're going to be one of the flagship states to start using drones. And it was, I saw it on the local Fox affiliate here, and they did a pretty decent story on it, is why I thought maybe you might want to check it out.
And by the way, they always say our states first. They've announced it: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, California, Virginia. I mean, I see the articles every day. Basically, every state has announced we're the first to get it, and we're going to have shotguns and tear gas on them, and a bunch of Texas counties already got weaponized drones. So, yeah, tell us about it.
Yes, sir. Well, exactly. She was so proud standing up there with her
psyop.
Yeah, she's standing up there with her big grin on her face, saying, "Oh, this is going to bring in jobs and, you know, help our economy and help so many things." You know, basically.
Yeah, our new economy is checkpoints and drones and prisons with our money. France has over 20 taxes their people pay, and if you make over €1 million a year, and you're already paying about 80% in tax or another, whatever you keep, you pay 75% on, and they got VAT as well on every level. That's the system we're going to live under. The tax, the power to tax, is the power to destroy, and they're destroying the real economy right now by design. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, on the local Fox affiliate, I was really surprised, but they did a fair piece on it, and they actually covered the issues that you and I would be concerned about. And the man that was doing the interview, talking to the people that were going to implement this program, was saying, you know, what about our privacy? What about, you know, civil liberties? The guy was actually asking some decent questions. So if you can punch that up on YouTube, I don't know if it's out there or not. Somebody may have posted it, but it was a fairly decent piece the guy did.
Sure. What was the name of the station?
It's Fox 25 of Oklahoma.
Sure. We'll look up Fox 25 Oklahoma drones. Thank you so much. The courts have all ruled it's illegal. If you've got a fence around your house, a privacy fence, and a drone flies over it, it is violating your privacy. If it flies, what is it, less than, if it's above, I forget the exact rules, but I believe it's 5,000 feet. Now, 5,000 feet, they can fly around, surveil you. But again, it's all about this feeling of they're omnipresent and we're small. And it's about weaponizing them so they can send the drones out. Well, we covered the article yesterday that was adopted as policy. That's the issue. This colonel wrote up this full-spectrum dominance in the homeland, 2016, and it's a perspective, and it was adopted into an overall plan by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dempsey. And they say we're preparing for war with the Tea Party, and it actually says the Tea Party will link up with Al Qaeda. Business Insider and others have the headlines of firestorm after Colonel's report prepares for Tea Party insurgency. That's not the firestorm. It says Al Qaeda is going to infiltrate into the U.S. from Mexico and link up with the Tea Party. Ladies and gentlemen, the Tea Party is the most Islamophobic group. It's unbelievable how dumb they think. But I told you, they're going to blow stuff up and claim patriots work with Al-Qaeda. I told you that a long time ago. I know these people. I eat, drink, and sleep it. I'm inside their mind. Moses in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'm convinced that our InfoWars remain vocal, watchful. They're not going to be able to do black ops around me because I'm going to pimp them out. I'll bust them and I'll blow the whistle on them. So
that's one of our biggest hopes, is just like Kurt Haskell, and they know it. That's why they're really freaked out. They've said it. Our people are everywhere, terrorists, globalists. We know who you are. We're watching. We're going to catch you. Just like Kurt Haskell caught you putting the drugged out underwear bomber on the plane.
I mean, I've been too near to death from these people to be bothered by them. I'm going to, you know, expose them.
Isn't it a good feeling to not be afraid?
Sure. You know, I'm mad. I'm beyond any kind of fear. So,
well, it's not fun if they get you and torture you and stuff. But you know what? It doesn't matter. You're still a good guy. They're a bad guy. It's a spiritual decision. And once you make that decision, you're beyond them.
Got the Lord's angels that we can call, and they're probably protecting us half the time anyway.
Oh, they are protecting us all the time, and if we get struck down, it's for the greater good. That's why I don't pray to God and ask God for this, ask God for that. I just say, please make me not be weak and help me be a strong vessel against the enemy. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, and you have found it. The tip of the spear of liberty, driving right into the guts of the globalist. We'll be right back. Stay with us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You, just as fast, I felt brand new. Oh, you. I look at you. If I made a pass at you.
let's go back to your calls. We got a special report coming up after the break. A week in the making, and I'll break it down before we go to it here in the next segment. Then back to your calls on Dr. Steve Pachinik, Webster Tarpley, Kurt Haskell today. Well, I'm excited about the reporters we're hiring right now, getting them down here. It's going to be awesome. Let's go ahead and talk to Blue in Tennessee. Blue, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. There's a story that's out there that's not getting any traction, and it has to do with the Manhattan Project here in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. There were three protesters that actually went through three fences, got through three fences, and got to the interior fence, went actually to the uranium depository, were able to post banners and spread blood.
Man, your phone is breaking up. I'm going to let you go, but I believe you're talking about protesters that got into a uranium processing plant, so they shut the whole thing down for today and had a big security alert. So try to call us back with a better line. Angel in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm in a very strange predicament. I live in El Paso, Texas, right on the border. And I'm actually experiencing police state, like, up front. I'm actually seeing military inside police cars, and I can actually send you pictures of this. I'm actually seeing drones and helicopters and all kinds of crazy stuff here. One of the questions I have
now, you're down by Fort Bliss, aren't you?
Yes.
That's Joint Task Force 6. What's going on is that's actually where they train them, and then they exfiltrate back into police departments all over the country and get the police through peer pressure to engage in the illegal activity of military in kind of, they're not plain clothes, but they're just solid blue or black generic police uniforms, and they use them to kill citizens, what they call high-risk warrant service, mainly gun shop owners, gun owners, veterans. And I've confirmed from the sources, but we've also seen it in the news, but it's buried in the back of the paper, where they bring in military, not just at Waco, but all over, not just Ruby Ridge. It's standard to go in and kill U.S. citizens. It's totally illegal, but so is the, and mainly they're killing veterans, so they use military to kill military. And also rural folks that won't turn their land over. And then, of course, they use drones on people with their cattle and stuff in North Dakota. But tell us what's happening in your area.
Well, see, in my area right now, all I can see for sure is that military are just fully clothed inside police cars, and they're literally driving around in them. I see huge police aren't even driving in normal police cars anymore. They're driving in these huge they're marked as police cars, but they're huge and they look like the Homeland Security kind of truck.
No, they have giant black trucks that are the new Homeland Security trucks going in nationwide. Yes, the police will roll around in giant tanks because the foreign banks took over. These are collaborators. Most of them don't know it. And they are training the military, not just the MPs now, but general military in police work. Before they deploy Brigade Homeland to every city, every major city. A city the size of Austin will have 4,000 troops in it. A city the size of Dallas will have about 12,000. A place like New York will have about 50,000 troops in it, and we are to be fully occupied by the foreign New World Order Army. And they expect a lot of military, once the gun confiscation begins, to rebel. So there'll simultaneously be purges in the military of active duty, but then the hunting down of veterans they have files on for extermination.
Right, and I'm a veteran, and I live here, and I also I'm a gun owner. But here's the thing I'm really worried about. When I was in the military, I was ignorant and young, and we were training to do a lot of different things. And I really didn't think about it. When I was in the military, I didn't think or question my own motives or the motives of others or anything. Or
no, but they know you're going to question later. So most tyrannies do this. They have the new military kill the old military because they're afraid of seasoned soldiers that wake up. So it's basically decommissioning. Hey, look, if the New World Order, they're already killing you through the water and food. Just when they come to kill you, thank them for decommissioning you.
I also wanted to
I'll tell you what, I'll go back to you after I play this special report. It's only 12 minutes long. I'll come back to you after the report and other callers. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic. But yes, you notice now, they say the new Al-Qaeda is the military. I told you that was coming. Homeland Security is here to destroy America. It works for the foreign banks. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, my friends.
What do you mean I don't support your system? I go to court when I have to.
The system that we're going under is not an American system. It is an alien, globalist, criminal takeover, and our enemies in publications, in elite publications meant for themselves that are public, though, arrogantly admit they run Al-Qaeda, arrogantly admit they want to end the family, arrogantly admit they're creating a top-down economy where global offshore banks are above the law and exempt from taxes, and where they will levy taxes on us so great that they can absolutely engineer our society in a hellish direction. We have had the Rothschilds pretty much in control since 1815 of global affairs. They merged with the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas at that time, the British royalty that's really Transylvanian royalty. The media calls them German royalty, but their precursor is Transylvanian. You can't make this stuff up. You can look that up, by the way, if you think I'm joking. And they have learned to develop a system of full-spectrum dominance where they fund all the sides of a conflict, sometimes more than two sides. They fund and create a Hitler, that's been in congressional records, to then wreck Europe so they can offer the solution to go take over Europe after it's destroyed with the Marshall Plan, the OECD takeover, the Organization of Cooperative Development, which they admit is at the heart of the euro today. This is a global corporate system that is to be exempt from law, outside of law, with global diplomatic immunity. And so to illustrate this, we have produced a very important piece that we're going to premiere right here on the radio. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can watch it. And boy, is it powerful with the graphics that Aaron Dykes has put together. And then in the next hour, we will post it at InfoWars.com for everyone. So start your engines, InfoWarriors. Get this out to everybody. We are titling this video Full Spectrum Evil. Full Spectrum Evil. You're facing full spectrum evil. They create Al-Qaeda, use Al-Qaeda against Russia, the Serbs, moderate Muslim countries. They use Al-Qaeda against the United States, or Al-Qaeda takes the blame for globalist attacks as a pretext to take our liberties. It is a key set piece. They move around the board to wherever they want to invade. And they think you're so stupid, they can tell you Al-Qaeda are heroes. Go look at the Council on Foreign Relations latest report they put out last Friday, where they praise CFR.org, Foreign Affairs. They praise Al-Qaeda. That's how dumb they think you are. And now they're flipping the script to domestic terrorist. And creating this fear that there are white terrorists. They're now saying on the news. Last year you saw the Homeland Security training videos where all the terrorists are white, blowing up shopping malls, movie theaters, sports stadiums. And then it starts. Then it begins. And then the people are all government run. Air Force top psychiatrist, multiple shooters, witnesses say. Army psyops. Connected. The witnesses see four shooters. The head of the Sikh temple sees men casing the joint. I mean, white supremacist groups, more than half of them are feds. The members, it's come out. They're run in almost every case by the feds. What do? You just kill one of your operatives after your operatives shoot people. They infiltrate, then they bug out, and then you put it on the news. Very simple. This is how a black op is run. And so the globalists are now dropping the hammer on us with these false flags. And this is the summer of false flags that will lead into the fall and the winter of huge wars if they get away with this. We are in grave danger. So to understand this, we premiere here on the syndicated radio transmission Full Spectrum Evil, where you create the enemy as the decoy combat simulant so you can invade and take over the opium. Or you have the combat decoy simulant threaten your nation so that you can take the liberties of your country while posing as the saviors when you're nothing but a banker occupying force. Here it is. Full spectrum evil, the secret of the New World Order takeover program. Alex Jones here to cover a topic, an issue, that is one of the most important I've ever discussed. This information is very closely held by governments and elite corporations. They do not want you understanding this. Now, many of you that are already aware of this, it'll seem simple, but large swaths of the global population have no idea the real geopolitical paradigm that we're living in today. Today, we will look at the real forces, the real players in the battle for 21st century global hegemony. I'm going to break down who really rules the world, how they control the planet, and how they are trying to usher in a world war that is really pointed at the general population. To begin my illustration, I have three different board games here. Chess, the classic game of Risk, as well as Monopoly. And we're going to look at these systems of stylized warfare. And between these three systems, we find the truth of the system that we're living under. How do we know that system? Well, books written by people like Carol Quigley at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor. They think we're stupid, and so we have their own documents. To begin with, I'm going to use a Lego chess set as an illustration to break down primitive forms of government, warfare, and domination. If you look at this set, you notice there are two sides. There is the red, and there is the green, or there is the black, there is the white. From the beginnings of civilization, more than 6,000 years ago, until about 1700, this was the model of warfare between nations. There were occasional alliances, but by and large, warfare and politics was carried out in a very two-dimensional way, like a chess set. You have the ruling class, the royalty, the priest class, the military elite, the generals, and in front of them, you have basically their conscripts or the lower class fighters, who can also represent just the general population. And these two groups are engaged in warfare and base domination against each other to control larger areas of land and the vassal populations living in serfdom upon it. One area that we see from the ancient chess model that is still used in statecraft by the globalists is the fact that sometimes wars were launched, in the case of the French and the British, against each other when they had rebellions at home. They soon learned it was a way to turn inner anger at the state against a foreign state and to reduce the population of young males that you didn't have jobs for. The two-sided fight is a bygone era. In truth, for more than 300 years, the globalists have been financing multiple sides of wars, knowing that conflict destroys nations and gets countries deep into debt. And that is the key. They're financing both sides. And we see this being pioneered by people like the Rothschilds, starting in the 1700s and 1800s, where they would finance sometimes three or four different factions, and it didn't matter who won because all of them were in debt to them and had societies that were wrecked after the wars. Next, let's look at the game of risk. These are primitive attempts to distill down human conflict and domination into a game you can play in a few hours. The militaries all have basically equal resources, equal numbers of troops, and to enter into the equation some type of random probability, we have dice and we have cards. There is no discussion here on looking at the real model that we are under today. We're going to come back to risk here in a moment, but first let's move to the game of Monopoly. In the game of Monopoly, you have different economic groups or four players that attempt to engage in economic warfare against each other and then be able to create a monopoly or a single entity that is in control of New York City. To understand the real system we're under, it's important to combine Monopoly and risk with an overlay of strategy from chess. And this is a key part of the real system we live under today. The founder of the Rockefeller dynasty famously said that competition was a sin, and they wanted big governments that they financed and control to be able to shut down their competition and pick winners and losers. This is the essence of monopoly capitalism, the opposite of free market, and is simply a form of fascism, what Mussolini called corporatism. So out of these three board games, Monopoly best describes our modern system. But it itself is only two-dimensional. You see, the private Federal Reserve that's owned by six private banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and others, they always win. You're playing their game. You think you're battling it out for houses and apartments and for Park Place and for the electric company and for the railroad and for the Top Hat and for the fashion show. But it's the bankers that control the politicians. They've got the get-out-of-jail-free card. And they've got control of the money. The treasury works for them. So the bank always wins. But what happens if a country won't sell? What happens if an African nation won't play the monopoly game? Or what happens if a Middle Eastern country doesn't want to be part of the modern bankster system based in London and New York, well, then that's where risk comes in, because they want to be able to take you over through economic espionage, as John Perkins has written in his bestseller, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. But if they can't, this is in all the official CIA and State Department documents, they will then come and finance your neighbor to attack you. So Libya is not playing ball. It's building up and industrializing all of Africa. You want a global monopoly. You just play countries off against each other. You're a globalist. You've made yourselves exempt with diplomatic immunity at the United Nations. Who set that up? The robber barons. What do? You just have Al-Qaeda come out of Egypt into Libya, ethnically cleanse, blow up most of the infrastructure, knock out Gaddafi, and now they have to come to you and borrow money out of your bank to rebuild, and you own and control everything. And guess what? If you want to get that welfare check, well, you got to take the vaccines, which, by the way, sterilize you. So they're using the strategy of chess, but they're employing it through a monopolistic system where they have a monopoly on the issuance of currency and credit, and they also have the biggest militaries on Earth from the United States and Europe controlled and dominated 100% by them. They've announced that we're totally their slaves, and they have such disdain for us, they use our supposed enemy, Al-Qaeda, against the Russians, against the Serbs, and now against other Middle Eastern nations, while simultaneously telling us we need military-style occupation within our countries by the TSA and the military to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda, who they sponsored and created. And remember, the banksters are openly crowing and bragging that they have conquered you through monopoly capitalism.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
To answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks.
And they weren't able to do this because they had better products. They were able to do it because they created through fractional reserve banking here in the U.S. and similar systems worldwide, unlimited free credit for themselves, which they then loan out to you at interest. But that wasn't enough of a fraud for them. In the last 20 years, they've deployed derivatives, completely made up counterfeit instruments to the tune of more than 1.5 quadrillion. That's 1,500 trillion. With that counterfeit money, they were able to buy up all of their competition, pay off the governments, and dominate defense industries as well as media to carry out their propaganda. And herein lies the big secret that they don't want you to know, the big secret hiding in plain view. We think about nations and continents and cultures, but in truth, the globalists, the bankers, who have unlimited money, they're waging war against anyone else that has any assets because they want everyone to be impoverished, so you have to go to them and so that you have to follow all of their orders so they can control human development and society. In the past, they would brag about their real political system in fictional accounts, in movies like Network. Let's analyze a clip of that.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock.
Oh, there are no more peoples. There are no more nations, Mr. Beale. Each one of us has one piece of stock in the global system, one ecumenical giant global government. Except one thing, that big global corporate system they've been selling us on doesn't want us to even be alive. It's designed to consolidate control and then slowly cut off the resources while the banksters themselves pose as the saviors, selling people on getting deeper into the tyranny, and the pain will stop. when at the end of the tunnel is nothing but global extermination and eugenics so that these selfish, greedy scam artists can have the world and all of the incredible technology and life extension for themselves. And that's the big secret here. You have been warned. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. The ball is in your court. The rest is up to you. Please get this presentation out to everyone you know. We've got to understand the enemy we're facing if we have any chance of defeating these people. Humanity hangs in the balance. All right, there is the premiere of that information, and it will be uploaded to our main YouTube channel, the one with 230 million views. It will be uploaded in the next hour and will be red-linked at InfoWars.com. So please get your pens and paper ready to write down a note, to remember to go to the site as soon as it goes up there. It's uploading right now. It could be shorter than an hour. And get it out to everyone you know. We're going to send it out at Twitter, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. If you follow us there, you'll be able to get it, or just go to our Twitter account. You'll find it there as well. Please help get this information out so people understand. We are desperately trying to save humanity before the global technocratic drone robot kill grid is in place. Once Skynet is fully in place, they plan on releasing bioweapons. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The global engineer lulled everyone or large portions of the global population into a hype-driven fantasy world. But as the real world implodes around them, people are going to be more apt to get out of fantasy land and join us in reality and come in for the big win against the globalists. Look at Fast and Furious. Look at the LIBOR scandal. All this stuff's starting to come out. Bankers are hanging themselves and jumping off cliffs. They're really being killed by people above them so that they can't get the blame. But the point is that Kinlay, Bernie Madoff, we can send all these people to prison. Now, our own corruption allows this to happen in the first place. We're never going to live in a perfect utopia until Jesus comes back. But the point is, the churches want you to think Christ is coming back tomorrow, so you never fight evil. If Christ was coming next week, we have a responsibility to fight evil. And if you're not a Christian, you have a responsibility to fight evil, because it will run all over you if you don't. This giant military-industrial complex is owned by foreign banks. It's building up for war against us. It's treasonous. This is our country, and it needs to stop. I mean, I saw an article in Human Events last week, and it's like, yeah, people don't like it, but it doesn't matter. Drones are coming, and they're going to be weaponized. You don't like it? So what? It's this attitude of, here is nothing you can do. Used to, they'd say, people love the weaponized drones. Now it's like, the drones are coming, and there's nothing you can do. You bet there's something we can do. All right, let's go back to the calls. Pachanik, Dr. Steve Pachanik is coming up at 8 after, but we're going to take calls right now. Let's go to back to Angel in Texas, because he brought up seeing police with military dress, and he's a veteran, driving around El Paso in the city. And I've seen this in the news, these giant black armored trucks that say Homeland Security, but police departments are getting them too, these big modern war wagons. And, I mean, all over the country, you heard the St. Louis police officers on. It was in the news of giant wheeled tanks driving around and even going in people's houses. I've got footage of where they've done urban warfare drills and set up real checkpoints. And that's been in the news in Tennessee, you name it, just a few years ago. So, yeah, they're getting us ready for this. What was your other point, sir?
I think that they run drills where I live as well. Cause I actually can see them from Fort Bliss, just running certain drills. I don't know what exactly they're doing, but they're getting prepared like crazy, like really hardcore. Like they're really, all I gotta say is like, when I was in the military, I mean, the thing is that these young kids, they're just gonna do what they're told, Alex. They're just going to bust through the door, and they're just going to shoot people.
Well, that's why they have, I mean, the military invented shoot 'em up video games. The games like Doom are to create instinctive shooting, get some, as they call it. And, yeah, that's what's going to happen. And the Civil War will start, and the bankers will sit back and laugh about it.
What if this false flag is even more obvious? Like for example, with the James Holmes incident, I noticed something. I have a side-by-side photo of James Holmes and the guy in court on my website, and it looks shockingly different. I mean, to the point where even the nose has changed.
The big tip-off is the underwear bomber was drugged up. Show is Holmes. Holmes can't even talk. Okay, I mean, it's simple. They go shoot up a building. Doesn't matter what people see. You bring in a drugged-up patsy. Because mind control is hard to run. I mean, you can get, like, Sirhan Sirhan was drugged out, but they pinned his arm. He shot the gun against the wall. The cops said, no, the guy behind him shot RFK. That's in the police reports. But the media just said, no, it was Sirhan Sirhan. So a lot of times now, they don't even have the drugged up mind control guy do the shooting. You have a foreign black op team do it. You have the drugged up idiot waiting in the parking lot. That's just how they do it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.